kid.
It's a landmark.
Right now you may not understand,
but brother, no other moment than this is gonna define ya.
Point being,
welcome to China.
Coco here with the soul of hip-hop and rock and roll core element.
Yo, 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 what the deal?
We are on, I believe this is episode 4 of Welcome to Beijing.
Nice, we can count.
We can count, we're up there. We're getting up there, we've reached one digits. We're going to start off today with a song that everybody that ever listens to us should know.
Ever.
Which is a little bit different than our normal format, but we have definite reasons for this song.
If you don't
know this song, learn it.
You better study this one. Like I feel, baby. Come on.
Jack Black pulled this song off. Then I know.
Oh yeah, baby.
Let's get on. Let's love, baby.
Yeah.
Let's get it on. Sugar. Let's get it on.
Jack Black got this off in a movie, or he did like a cover?
He covered it in a movie.
Nice.
High Fidelity with John Cusack.
Since we got to be here.
Oh, man. You know what I'm saying? This is what I like to talk about. Let's get it on.
Nothing wrong with me.
No.
Nothing.
Oh.
If the love is true.
If the love is true, girl. If it's true. Are you listening?
Yet don't you know how sweet and wonderful life can be? Ooh. I'm asking you, baby, to get it on with me.
Let's get it on. Yeah, come on. I hope you guys are all standing up and like moving around or something. At least not in your head. Grooving your shoulders. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, stop beating around the bush, girl. Come on, baby.
Hey, let your love come out. If you believe in love, let it on. Ooh, let's get it on, baby. This minute. Oh, yeah. Let's get it on.
Let's get it on. Get it on. Get it on, get it on. Now, I don't know if you're in your shower, but sing along. Feel free.
Don't you, baby?
Don't you, baby? If you don't know the words, you can still sing along. Come on. Come on.
Everybody wants you.
No, 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 no. Come on, come on.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Stop beating around the bush.
The bush.
Oh, get it on. You, baby.
Now that track is so hot, I got up and danced.
Ooh. Yo, you know what?
And Coco don't dance. Usually.
I've seen you move. I've seen you shake your thing a little bit.
In the studio?
I mean, yeah. No, actually not in the studio, but you know, sometimes at Alpha.
Now you have.
Sometimes at Alpha on Thursday nights, they got ladies night.
And Friday nights, they have 80s night.
Oh, watch out now. I don't know what they're doing on Saturday night, but Alpha, that is a spot. That is when, that's one of those old school establishments of Beijing. They were the originals, just so that you know. They were the originals throwing those crazy S&M parties and things like that.
Now, hold up. Do you hear that? Do you hear that? In the background. We got some music.
Yeah. I hear that music.
We've been a little remiss lately. So, episode 4, we need to give some shout-outs, I think.
Because we know that there's plenty of people out there who need beats. And if you need beats, we got them. We got beats.
We always introduce the song
for your ass
on our show.
But the beats.
But we have this great music behind us every night.
And y'all are like, yo, what is that? What is that beat from?
So who is that?
Who is that? That is the one, the only DJ Shiva. He's this producer out of Beijing. He's dropping ill beats, you know what I'm saying? That hypnotic type of stuff. If you're looking for something, you want to go in hip rock to something, then these beats are right here at your convenience.
So
you can email us at
welcometochina.podcast@gmail.com.
If you need some beats, right? So, you know what I'm saying? You can enjoy the tunes. Now, what's our topic of the week anyway?
Well, our first song had a lot to do with that.
Let's get it on.
Let's get it on.
That's right. Let's get it on. Let's go fuck somebody up.
You know, everybody thinks that song is about making some love.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Do they not?
I thought it was about beating somebody down. Because I'll tell you what, people start acting crazy when I'm with my girl. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, because that I thought he was telling his girl, baby, let's get it on. I'm going to go and whip this brother's ass. And you know what I'm saying? Well, you hold on.
That's just it. It is. A lot of people don't realize that Let's Get It On is one of the biggest protest songs of all time. That it's probably the protest song that has caused the birth of the most babies in the history of the world.
Yeah. Yes. I need to write one of those.
And a lot of people think, since we're in here in China, we don't understand what protest is. There's no such thing as protest in
China.
There is
none. There is none. I've never seen protests in China.
I've seen a couple, actually. But they were very well organized. The government was there, blah, blah, blah. They looked more like neighborhood gatherings.
Yeah, because they have neighborhood gatherings in China.
But the masses are starting to get their voice heard. Have you ever heard of the grass mud horse?
The grass mud horse.
The grass mud horse.
Okay. Well, is that like an American term or something? Is this something new? I haven't been home in a while. Am I forgetting this shit?
Chinese animal.
Grass mud horse.
It's a mythical animal.
All right, let me test my Chinese.
Right.
Grass is cao.
Right.
Right. Mud is okay. Ground is tu ni. Yeah.
Like
ni
mashed
is
potatoes.
Mud.
Tu do ni.
Yeah.
Potato mud.
Yeah. Ni. Grass mud horse ma.
Yep.
So is the cao ni ma.
Yes.
Yes. What's the grass mud horse? Cao ni ma. That's how you would say it in Chinese, right?
Right.
All right.
But if you say cao ni ma, that means go fuck
your
mother.
Oh, go fuck your mother. That's fucked up. I don't know.
It is probably one of the worst things to say to a Chinese person.
We probably shouldn't be saying the fuck word on the air.
Yeah, we could get fucked up for that.
That'd be fucked.
Anyway. This is a mythical creature that in the last year has been created to stand against censorship and social injustices on the internet.
What does it look like?
You know what? If you go to Baidu, and I believe if you go to YouTube, you can actually find videos of this mythical creature. On top of that, they have 9 more creatures. One of which our English language listeners should recognize, the French Croatian squid, otherwise known as the fuck-a-you.
The fuck-a-you.
Fa means France, k means Croatia, and you is a kind of fish.
The fuck-a-you. The fuck-a-you.
Yes. France and Croatia both discovered that squid at the same time and have been fighting over the actual historical rights to it. So it's a big bloody mess.
The fuck-a-you. Is it edible?
Probably. We can eat anything in this country.
Yeah.
Just put a little vinegar on it and you're okay.
If it's got four legs.
You know, the next song coming up, a lot of people don't realize that it also was a song about social injustice and fighting back.
Bring it on.
Not necessarily a violent fight, just letting your voice be heard.
One by one, they were gone.
Back at base, boxing the software, flash the message. Something's out there, floating in the summer sky. 99
red balloons go by.
Goldfinger did a great punk cover of this track, but I figured we'd save the punk till the end of the show.
Nina, jamming. This chick was German, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It originally was sung in German.
I remember that.
And then Blondie covered it also. I think.
And it was still hot in German.
Oh, yeah.
99. Red balloons go by.
I feel like bouncing right now.
So bounce, baby. Bounce. Bounce with me.
99 decisions tree. 99 ministers meet. To worry, worry, super scary. Call the troops out in a hurry. This is what we've waited for.
This is it, boys. This is war.
Red balloons go by. Now, why is this song a protest song? Please explain.
I'm going to make you look that one up on Wikipedia.
Let's look it up. Balloons protest. Song 99. So I guess I should find the wiki, because they're all saying that it was a protest song.
First one.
This one. There we go. Now this beat is another ill beat by DJ Shiva. So I think that we said it four times, so we made up for the fact that we didn't get it on the first three shows.
Sounds good to me.
All right.
So what did you find out about our 99 Luftwaffe?
It says that it was a Cold War era protest song. But why?
It describes a group of fighter pilots on a mission to classify, identify, and something else.
All right.
But it's a very anti-Cold War song. It just became a pop hit.
That's cool. That's good. That's good to know. Positive music. All about the positive music.
And I'll leave it as homework for our listeners to look up why Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On is a protest song.
So, yeah.
The title of our show this week shall be Rise Up in the Cafeterias and Stab Them with Your Plastic Forks. Wick is from a great protest movie. If any of our listeners can tell me the name of that movie, I will buy them a drink the next time I see them in the club, any club.
Bottle in the club. A drink, dude. You see somebody who you may be thousands of miles away from and you're pledging a drink.
They should be buying me a drink. I'm on the radio.
That's true. All right.
So I will buy them a drink.
Okay, and then how about I'll say, if you buy him a drink, I'll buy you a bottle. All right? There we go. We got drinks all around.
Nice. So anyway, the point of our show is our grass mud horse and our French Croatian squid, as well as a number of other creatures, have begun to pop up on the internet as a way for mostly the college students here in China to say we're getting a little bit fed up with how silly this is getting.
Well, they also have another one called Jiba Mao, which is a lucky journey cat.
It is a lucky journey pussy, or cat. You know what that one means in Chinese?
G means chicken. Ba. Oh wait, that's the homophone. Homophone is no. See, this one is G Ba Mao, which refers to. Let me see if I get this right. Pubic hair.
Yes.
It means pubic hair.
It means male pubic hair. More
male pubic hair. And then the white tiger, Bai He.
Right. That means the lack of female pubic hair.
All right. No.
They like to fight, I think.
All right.
So, yeah. Whether our Western friends believe it or not, it seems that because of the internet age, which is our medium of choice for our show.
Right.
There is a voice growing in China. Not necessarily a revolutionary voice, but a socially revolutionary voice. Giving more of a cultural identity to this young country.
I'm not sure if... Da Fei Ji. What's up with that? What is that?
That's a hand job.
Yeah. There we go. Sounds like
we need to get to the core of this.
Yeah, we need, all right.
It's crunch time.
It is time for that question of the week.
Sock it to me.
Sock it to you.
We should get a sock it to you sound from the old laughing show and put it in there.
A what?
There was an old show called Laughing.
Laughing.
Yeah, they used to say sock it to me.
Sock it to me.
I wonder if we can get Richard Nixon saying that.
Let's give it a shot. We will look for it. You look for that sound bite. We will put it in. Now, court four, the question of the week. Let's get this music turned down here. Let's get the music turned down there. Turn down the music. Turn down. All right. All right. Good. Okay.
All right. Lay it on me.
Here's the question of the week.
Let's get it on.
How can I lighten my footsteps?
How can I lighten my footsteps?
How can I lighten
Yahoo
my footsteps?
Yahoo Questions has all the answers. I mean, let's get that backwards.
Yeah.
Yahoo Answers has all the questions. How can I lighten my footsteps? That, you know, it's really easy. Become a ninja.
Dun, 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 dun. Well, actually, I want to answer this question as well. I would like to give my own take on this. And there's a couple ways that you could think about it. Okay, bring the music back in.
Okay, a couple ways you can think about it. Stop eating so many sandwiches.
Yeah. That's one. Stop eating so much sandwiches. But, you know, that wasn't where I was going to take it. What I was going to take it is you can either walk on your heels or you can walk on the balls of your feet, right? Take your pick. But just be light. Like, here's something you could try. Try jump roping. Stand on your toes, and then you're going to get light. And when it comes time to, you know, move, you're light. So... there you go. Heels. Put your heels first.
Heel to toe.
Heel to toe. Right. But actually, you got to make sure your weight is still on the back of your foot. Make sure it's on the back foot. And then you put your foot down, heel first.
Right. And roll it.
And then slowly shift your weight forward.
Got to stop you. We're going to get real loud here in a second. Obama will be in Beijing when?
I think
Monday.
He's definitely gonna be here Monday.
And the Yin Yang Twins will be here Saturday. Try and catch them both.
All right, that's Welcome to China Party, people. Enjoy.
So full of it. can't.
It's a landmark.
Right now you may not understand,
but brother, no other moment than this is gonna define ya.
Point B,
welcome to China.